All right. Say fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, it's working. Here we go. Happy fucking happy hour. We have our first ever Pakistani-American comedian. Mona Sheikh is here. And I, the first thing I offered you, of course, is pork and alcohol. And you said yes to the alcohol, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
The pork rinds are coming.
It's halal, so.
Oh, my God. You're so hilarious. I've been in a creepy, stalky way watching you on YouTube all day.
Yes.
Right?
I'm a stalker. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. So exciting. Okay, I don't even know where to start. LA Weekly calls you the naughty Muslim.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Just a lot of naughtiness going on. They apparently saw my act, and they're like, naughty, spanking. I don't know what that's what went through in their mind, I guess.
Oh, really?
I didn't even spank anyone or myself, but they just, naughty was the word that came to them.
Right.
So I was like, I'll take it.
But you're very classy and turned out today. Look at you all.
It's just an act. It's literally a facade.
It's covering up the basic horriness.
I was
the
yes.
naughty Muslim.
Oh my God! Like, yeah. You know, this is just. I'm just holding on to the inner hoe right now,
right?
Because I have to go to a Christmas party after this.
Okay,
so I can't let the hoe out right now.
Oh no, but
you
later
let the hoe out.
Well, no,
later.
You're a little you're sexy, but you have a like a high neck dress and then like a
like an extra boob coverage.
Like like a scarf all the way around your neck.
Yeah.
It's not a hijab, but it's...
Yeah, the scarf... I was telling them
But
the
I feel like
is,
you could use the scarf as a hijab if you
right,
needed
absolutely.
To. Right,
absolutely. While drinking wine.
So...
Because...
I feel like the fact that we see your entire face, you're already the naughty Muslim.
Yes, and I'm showing my knees, so that's really naughty. I don't know if you guys know, but that's a big deal from where I come from.
That seems like a sliding scale, but that's a naughty Muslim.
Yeah.
Like, this is it? Like, you're... Like, are you going to whip the scarf off later? Are you going to show a little...
Oh, the scarf is not even
show
for being
neck?
Fancy. I wish it was being for being fancy. I have a scar on my neck because I recently had neck surgery.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that was not fun. So I have a huge scar on my neck.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
I was going to make a totally inappropriate
you should.
Beheading joke, and I'm so sorry.
No, you you should. I was going to say...
Too much?
No,
soon?
I think it's a great joke. I think it's great. I was going to go with, like... I thought you were going to start off with like, oh, is it blowjobs? And I was like, no.
Oh, we went a different direction.
Yeah. Oh, see, I like your direction a lot because it's more famous.
So, okay. I need to know everything about you. What's fair and not in love and jihad? It's the name of this is fantastic. You are the only Pakistani born female comic regularly performing, of course, on stages, American stages.
Yeah. I'm out there.
Was that lonely? Was that, tell us about that.
I like that. Like that. It's getting less lonelier, you know, mainly because there's a lot more people who are a lot more accepting and embracing of me now.
Yeah. Well, because of the Muslim ban, people got to hurry up and get their shit now before you got to go.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm a U.S. citizen, so it doesn't even matter.
Right.
They're just like, we don't give a shit. We're taking your passport. Get the hell out of here. You know, are you American enough? I don't know.
I think you said if you have to get an ID, you're going to just take a picture of your ass.
Yes.
And
yes.
Tell Donald Trump to just kiss it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
You know, I just like the whole thing about the Muslim ban is so stupid, right? Because I'll tell you why it's really stupid as a Muslim. Like, most of their whole fear is about ISIS, right? ISIS coming in. We don't want ISIS coming in.
Right.
Okay. So Saudi Arabia has been sponsoring terrorism for the longest freaking time, and we're best friends with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you really
You don't think it
put,
has to do with money, do you?
You know, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it. I just can't really put my
I'm just throwing out a wild theory. Okay, go ahead.
It's just so wild. It's so out there.
Yeah.
I don't know, Stephanie. How you come up with this stuff?
I don't know. I'm crazy.
It's amazing.
Crazy.
And they're not even on the ban list, right? Like, so
no,
right.
It's weird. It seems like this is a weird thing wherever Trump has business, it weirdly does not show up on them. I'm sure that's a...
I just think that it's like having hemorrhoids, but you're too busy flossing your teeth.
Sure.
Like, that's not where the problem's at, right?
Right,
like, you
exactly.
gotta go a little lower. And, you know, you gotta put the cream, not the floss. But that's just my jam.
So, yeah, but I mean, because we keep saying, like, comedians are leading the resistance. But obviously, sure. Like Muslim comedians, that's got to be like a whole, yeah, you know.
And I think Muslim female comics, mainly because right. There's not a lot of us. You know, there's a lot of Muslim male narrative that's being heard out there, but the Muslim female narrative is not really, doesn't nearly have as many much coverage as, yeah. You know, the male narrative does. Like, everyone wants to book the male Muslim comics, but the Muslim female comic, I don't know what she's going to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just had a female Muslim comic 20 years ago, so yeah. We can't have you now.
Yeah, because it's too early. It's too early. It's
too soon.
It's just too soon. It's too many of you.
But I love this. You opened for Patton Oswalt, who we love. Quickly won the crowd over. You talk about Pakistan being a land of virgins because the men there can't stand criticism.
That's funny.
That's universal, isn't it?
I think so.
International.
I think so.
Yeah. They're just a little more extra sensitive about it. They're like, do not talk about my experience.
The virgins in heaven will be just quieter. Yeah. More subservient. Just blow them.
That's, yeah. You know what it is? You know, this whole thing about the virgin thing is that... Yeah. You know why you don't see a lot of female terrorists? You know why that is?
Why?
Because women are too smart for that fucking bullshit.
Right.
Okay, we never fall.
Wait, I'm going to what now?
Like 72 virgins, like 72 dicks in heaven.
Oh, bullshit.
Like, you don't even want 72 dicks on earth. What the hell would you want 72 dicks in heaven?
Right.
And you got to kill yourself for?
Right. Right. Most of us have had a heartbroken over like one or two dicks. Right. Like, really? Why would I want 72?
That's just a lot of dicks. Like,
yeah, that's
only
a lot of dicks.
People who've had that many dicks are probably the Kardashians. Like, they're probably outdone that number. But
could you see, what am I thinking of? History of the World, Madeleine Kahn. One of my, maybe you're too young. But she was picking out the male slaves that she wanted. And I wonder if that's what it's like for Muslim women in heaven. And she was like, no, yes.
You know what it is? Like, they tell us that women don't even get virgins in heaven. They tell us that we get our husbands.
Oh, what that's bullshit. That's some fucking bullshit.
What some patriarchal bullshit is that?
What?
You get all the fresh young puss and I get the old dick. Get the hell out of here.
I get Crypt Keeper dick that I died to get away from?
Right?
What?
Exactly.
Jesus. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Jesus. No. You also you make a good point. You never see a handsome suicide bomber. Mm-hmm. Right? You say if you're good looking, you don't have to blow yourself up to get ass. You can get some right here on earth.
That's correct.
That is a very good point.
Thank you.
I mean, that goddamn shoebox. Look at that skeevy motherfucker, the shoebox.
They're all ugly.
Whoever fucked that guy?
Nobody's going to fuck that guy. And he knows it too. That's why he's like, I don't want to live this life anymore.
I'm going to light my shoe on fire. I have not combed my hair since 1971.
Exactly. It's just like he knows how ugly. They go to the ugly camp and pick out the ugly guys. And put them through that rigorous training.
You know what? That is a keener understanding of terrorism than I've heard in quite some time. They pick the ugly guys that can't get pussy on earth that will believe the whole bullshit.
It's true.
About 72 virgins that all want them.
Have you ever seen one picture of a hot terrorist that pops up and you're like, I would have fucked them. Like, I would have fucked them. But like, no, holy shit. Yes, I'm so glad you killed yourself.
Would have tapped that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you just killed yourself.
Isn't that going to be the final bullshit when they get to heaven? The virgins are like, ugh, really? Ugh, no.
I think it's going to be like 72 sheep waiting.
Of all the happy hours, how inappropriate would you say this is right now? Like, just on the level of...
Yeah, it's been a little bit worse. We can do better.
That's great.
Let's keep going.
Now...
Now it's a challenge, baby.
It is.
So wait, you moved here from Pakistan at 15, right?
Yeah.
And youngest, you were the girl.
Yes.
Not youngest, but girl, only girl.
Only girl in the family, four older brothers. And the only reason we moved to the States is because my second and my third brother were given expired vaccination in Pakistan for polio, and they got polio because of it.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have
such common cause because the goddamn liberal anti-vaxxers here in the United States. And you were saying the evangelicals are the same as ISIS. And I'm so fucking with you, sister. It's all the goddamn same.
Yeah,
fucking liberal anti-vaxxers
fucking... Because when I listen to them, and I'm just like, wait, I've heard that before. I heard it in another language, but I've heard that shit before. Like that mindset of, you know, of like keeping women down and, you know, not like, oh, those other people. Like, I've heard that narrative.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with that narrative.
Yeah. They're
you know?
Like brown, white, whatever. Same shit.
Yeah.
Same shit, different day.
Even this whole net neutrality thing that's going down right now, right? That is just horrifying. And I'm like,
hey, who wants to pay $20 to Google something? Me. I do.
Awful.
Jesus.
I don't have $20 for that. I spend money on, you know.
Right. On what?
Halal meat.
Okay. What's halal mean?
It's like kosher. We stole it from the Jews.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah. That seemed like a Jew thing.
It's not like it's original. Like, okay. Like, all of it is.
Oh, so you have to eat kosher meat.
I have to eat kosher meat. Well, I don't have to. I'm drinking wine, for God's sake.
You don't seem that Muslimy to me, frankly. I mean, well, it didn't take that long to get you. You were like, can I have coffee? I was like, no, I don't have any. You're like, okay, fine, wine.
You were like,
I'm like, we'll do coffee later.
My standards are not that high right now, right? They've never been that high. Let's just do this.
Yeah, well, let's just fucking do it. So, all right. But you do. You have a fascinating fucking story. So you moved here from Karachi.
Yes.
Right, at 15.
Look at you, Stephanie, just busting out those
fucking
words.
I've done a fucking deep dive.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
Meaning Vanessa sent it to me. All right, listen. Let's talk about deep dive. What happened and why? Tell me again the whole story. It was about solely about vaccinations, or
so. Yeah, well, vaccination was one aspect of it, and
so wait, what happened to them? They were vaccinated in
Pakistan. My brother, my second brother, was only 2 years old. I wasn't born at the time, and my third brother was only 8 months old. And at the time, like, you know, polio was like an epidemic, and my mom got terrified, and she was like, "I have to get the kids vaccinated." My dad was pretty against it, but my mom was like, no, we should get the kids vaccinated. So all my three brothers got vaccinated. And the very next morning, my oldest brother, who was, I guess, old enough, so his body fought it, and he vomited. And he, I guess, vomited the poison out of his system. Yeah. But my second brother, my mom tells me, was standing and brushing his teeth, and he collapsed. And he was crying for my mom. Mom didn't understand. So she was trying to pick him up, but his legs had lost all, you know.
Wow.
So then she rushed him to the hospital. And
wait, this was from bad vaccinations?
This is from expired vaccination.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
Expired vaccination does stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And so, but she got them here and they were okay?
Well, they're not okay. You're never okay. Like, you're handicapped for the rest of your life.
I mean, they're not comedians. They're not that bad.
No, I mean, you know, I feel like they're a lot more adjusted than I am.
I'm sorry, that was hugely inappropriate as well.
No, not at all.
I apologize.
Not at all. No, please don't apologize. All right. Don't apologize. That's not how I was raised, Stephanie. So please, I take offense to that. So please stop apologizing. We just say shit, hurt each other's feelings.
That's
and
it. And then we move on. We're comedians.
Ruin self-esteem
comedians.
And just move on.
We're comedians.
That's just what we do.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what happened. And then my mom started bringing my brothers to the States to get vaccinated, to get treatment at in Kentucky. At Shriners Hospital.
Right.
In Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
And my mom tells these stories. She's like, they are the pure white people. I'm like, what do you mean, pure white people? She's like, they are pure white. When you go, you look at them, pure white. And I'm like, wow. I'm like,
they're really white.
They're really white. But my mom, you know, the way my mom describes that America is so different than the America we are in right now. Because my mom's like, you know, I would be there. Your brothers would be in the hospital getting surgery. And I would be praying. I would be doing the prayers to Allah. And the doctors would come and just wait at the door until I was done with my prayers. That is the level of respect they gave me. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
Like, that's a very different.
Yeah, that was before Trump.
Yeah, that was because.
Okay, now they just rip her hijab out. That was hijab off and call her a whore.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
All right. That was a better time. You're right.
Those were better times.
You once, since my mom speaks English, but she's not super fluent. So when she first saw your stand-up, she couldn't really understand a lot of my dirty jokes. My mom's like that only because she's old and she can't hear. So she went to a sexy liberal and she's like, I don't know.
All she sees is like people laughing and cheering. My mom does this thing. That's my daughter. And I'll be slinging dick jokes.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, that's my daughter.
That's my daughter.
And they're like, oh my God. What did you do to your child? But language barrier is a beautiful thing, though.
So. My one of my original touring partners in Sex Liberal was when the Tea Party started. So we used to do a teabagging demonstration because I am a little shut-in Catholic girl. And I did not know what teabagging was until my producer showed it to me on the internet where a guy puts his balls in your mouth. And I was like, oh, okay. So we did a demonstration on stage where I laid down and then Hal Sparks teabagged me with his balls. And I'm sure. My mom was like, now, Steffi, what was the man doing to you on stage?
Oh,
and
boy.
I was like, you know, Mom, same as you and Dad when I walked in. Nothing. You don't need to know. But you say in this interview, I have a lot of fans in Pakistan. I think the moderates and progressives love my comedy. You say, but if you were to do it the way you do it now, you would be D-E-D, dead.
Yeah, wait. GED. That's it. All right, you spelling bee champion.
Yes, yes. But if you did what you do here in Pakistan, because that's what one wonders.
It'll be over.
Yeah.
It'll be over for me.
Yeah.
So I recently did this all-Pakistani event. I was invited to very wealthy Pakistanis.
Wow, very clicky.
Very clicky. Very Pakistani. Yeah. Mm. They were raising money for, like, a cancer hospital in Pakistan, right? So and they're like, oh, we want you to come and do comedy. They were all, like, over 45, right? They were the rudest. They wouldn't give me the time of day. They wouldn't listen to what I had to say. So many of them were just getting up and leaving. They just could care less. Yeah. But then I did the same stuff for the younger people. They love it.
Yeah.
They lose their mind. So it's just like a generational thing, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if I go and, you know, first of all, I can't sleep dick jokes in Pakistan. So maybe, well, I don't know that's how that's going to work out.
As long as you don't have dicks there, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody knows about dicks, them, you know.
Whatever.
whatever to your dicks, buddy.
Whatevs.
But I don't know. Maybe things have changed now. But I kind of can't take the chance of going to Pakistan mainly because I'm on the government's shit list a little bit.
You think so?
They banned my videos, and I got an email from Homeland Security.
Death threats.
You got
yes.
an email from Homeland Security?
Yeah. YouTube reached out, and then Homeland Security reached out.
Oh, dear.
And they're like, your videos are getting banned in these countries because they don't think it's appropriate. The content's not appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you mean it's critical of their bullshit? Is that what you mean by it? And I'm like, oh, wait, it sounds like someone we haven't.
So you found a website, Muslims Do It Better, was banned in Pakistan and also in death threats.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
good times.
But you make a good point. You say Muslims like myself are crushed between two kinds of people, Islamic extremists and right-wing Christian conservatives. They come from the exact same school of thought. They're no different. One's white, one's brown. They're the exact same people. We are sisters from another mister. I mean, you're straight, I'm gay,
right.
You're brown, I'm white, but I'm just saying. I'm ex-Catholic, you're from Peck. I'm just saying. You say, no wonder she believes, as she put it, if religion was a drug, they would have banned it a long time ago because the amount of death it's caused, more people have died in the name of religion than any other cause in human history. I have said that so many times.
Oh.
Over my 35 years in radio. It is absolutely true. It is.
So true. But,
yeah.
You know, they don't
But
ever
religious extremists,
that.
They won't admit it in our country. We've had more gun deaths from religious white extremists here.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. But,
yeah.
You know, that's not, but they don't want to say it. They don't want to accept anything like that.
Yeah. Because yeah. You could tell, you could almost be a fly on the wall with Donald Trump after Las Vegas being like, fuck.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
White? No.
Exactly.
I mean, it's, yeah. Yeah, you insist. I grew up in Pakistan. I can tell you Islam is not a religion of peace. It had some crazy stuff. Some of those violent things are happening in Muslim nations. That will get you an invite to Bill Maher. But you and I are going to throw down a little bit.
I haven't gotten the invitation yet.
Yeah.
I do want to go on Bill Maher, and I do want to talk about that. I think that's a narrative that you're not going to hear, especially from a Muslim person, right?
Right.
So the only kind of Muslim
you're
seeing
right
now.
What did you think when George Bush said Islam is a religion of peace?
It's ridiculous. Okay. I'm sorry while I'm drinking wine. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Here's the thing. Nobody, Muslims are like the scary kids on the block in a way, right? It's like, well, we don't want to offend Muslims. Like, we don't want to say this and that's going to be offensive. But hang on a second, right? Like, I'm not born and raised here. I'm partially raised here. But I'm someone who was born in a country that's always been, you know, ripped by chaos. And I come from a part of region of the world where, you know, religion dominates. Religion rules everything.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of stop and say, what is the common denominator among all the Muslim nations and chaos?
Yeah.
Religion, right? All their laws are based on religion. Religion dictates the narrative.
Right. So, but your point, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is it goes to your point. We have had a lot of white, right-wing, you know, Christian extremists here. A lot of these shooting, they're white Christians.
Of course they are. Like that white guy who went in a black church.
Yes.
What?
Tim McVeigh. There's a ton. I mean, the guy in, you know, Las Vegas was a white, rich old guy.
I do love the fact that anytime a white guy shoots a place up, they're just like, well, he's mentally ill. He's, you know, oh, but a brown guy, those terrorists. And it's just like, hold up. that white guy is also a terrorist.
That's yes. the difference, is of course the Trump administration will not call it what it is. White right-wing guy. White Christian extremism.
Yeah, I mean, they immediately when that, you know, what was that recently? A brown guy came and he would try to bomb something and, you know, he got rid of the diversity program. He was just like, ah, these right. terrorists, they're coming and ruining our country. I'm like, did you hear about Vegas shooting, asshole?
Yeah. Like, and also, his country is not on the fucking, you know, Muslim ban list. Right. Like, it doesn't make any sense. All right. So let's go to, yeah, you say, but it is interesting. You talk about now. You say, I believe Islam's going through the dark ages now. If Muslim nations want to progress and stop the violence, they have to separate church and state. I've said that here, though. If we want to take our country back,
sister.
Christians have to take their religion back.
That's right.
This is what my friend John Fugelsang talks about so eloquently. Like, you got to stop doing shit that Jesus never talked about.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing about religion is that you can do vile shit and say, well, it says in the religion, and I'm a man. So, see, it says right. it right there, and you just find fucked up ways to justify it.
Right.
You know, when you look at the way women are treated in Muslim nations, you have to just kind of stop and say, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. If you claim that one of the arguments that Muslims, a lot of conservative Muslims bring up is that, you know, during the times of Prophet Muhammad, it was only Islam that came and gave freedom and rights to women. That is correct. That did happen. But over the period of years, look at what's happened. Look at how patriarchy and misogyny dominates most Muslim nations.
Yeah.
Look at how the women are treated. You can't use that as an excuse because that no longer applies to where we are right now.
Well, okay? What's the difference with Roy Moore and all these, you know, religious extremists that go, it's fine. Teenage girls, fine. Get them as young as you can. You know, get as many as you can.
Absolutely. Like, it's like the older Afghani men marrying 14-year-old and 13-year-old girls.
Right.
Right? Making mm-hmm. them pregnant and they don't even know, like, what sex is and how badly and how poorly they're treated. It's the same. You know, the only thing that stops Roy Moore is a felony charge. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I call him the white Taliban. That's my favorite. WISIS. White ISIS.
So, your journey is fascinating that you came from this prominent, you know, conservative Muslim household. I mean, we are, honestly, I'm joking, but like sisters from a different mister. My dad ran for vice president with Goldwater, so I came from a very... What? You know, Catholic, conservative, Republican family.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you talk about, I'm sure my family has the same mortification as yours did. You prefer your first open mic in New York City. And then you said, but, you know, your conservative Pakistani Muslim upbringing prevented you from pursuing your dream for another 10 years.
Yeah.
So then you finally rebelled.
Yes.
Me too. And moved
my brother
out.
My oldest brother told me that I'm a whore for pursuing being an artist.
I think that goes without saying.
And I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
I was like, finally you noticed. Thank you.
I've been trying so hard.
I was like, I've been putting out all the signs. Like, Jesus. I brought a pole, for God's sake.
No, you were a tomboy who grew up with four older brothers. I was a tomboy who grew up with one older brother.
Wow.
Yeah, and my two older sisters were, you know, like 20 years older, so I didn't really grow up with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're the same person. Also, you were the first Pakistani female comedian to be selected for the Laugh Factory's Funniest Person in the World competition. I answered the phone at the Laugh Factory. I put the comedians' names up on the marquee.
Love that.
And I was a waitress at Laugh Factory. So we have a lot in common. I might have actually done that. I might have put your name, although I would have cursed you for the number of letters. I would have been like, God.
Yeah, like that's a lot of names.
Damn it, Jesus
that's a lot
Christ.
Of letters in that ethnic name. That's just too much.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Ethnic names.
R's falling down, hitting my. Damn it.
Too many S's.
Exactly. That's all fantastic, though. And then you became the global face of Kodak, a pharmacist for Walmart, the Indian mom for Cablevision, businesswoman for Deutsche Bank. Wow.
Look at all.
Did you do any fictional money laundering for the Trump family?
You know, they wouldn't bring me on. They thought I was too brown.
No.
Too brown. I do love Melania Trump, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I love her so much. Mm. She's so great. It's like, I don't know, Donald. I just want to buy bigs. I just want hand bigs. I don't want more. You know, the first time I heard Melania speak, like, I didn't know she was that immigrant. Like, were you guys all shocked? I was like, this bitch is so immigrant, and
you're like,
I'm an immigrant.
He's so anti-immigrant, and then, like, you're like, dude, your fucking wife can't speak English.
I'm like,
I to be going suit as I have a dream today.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the ANC.
Why?
This is Michelle Obama's speech.
You know what it is? But I think he doesn't want her to learn English. He doesn't want her to know good English. You know?
Who's
that's how you keep the bitches. That's how you keep the bitches down. That's how you keep the bitch down. That's how that works.
It's funny you say that. Well, quickly, I have a quick story. My friend's a hairdresser, and she is from, born and raised in Mexico. Long story short, she married a white man out here who's really wealthy. She married for money, not for love. And he goes, he told me one time, he goes, you know what? This is my friend, the hairdresser. He goes, you get them young, you get them dumb, and then you train them. Yeah. And he doesn't want her English to get better.
Yeah.
He wants her to be like broken English so that way he has control over what in control. And that's
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, but isn't that all these sexual harassment things? It's not about, it's about power. It's about power. It's about, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
Control. I mean, it's, and a lot of these guys that have money or even good looking, like you go like, this is about power. This is not about sex.
Yeah.
You can get women to actually date you.
Massages. What's with the massage offer?
What's that?
They keep like,
who takes their dick out at work and says, would you mind if I masturbate?
Right. But who jerks off in a potted plant? Like,
right?
What are you doing to the poor potted plant?
Right.
You know, but
that's not, it's not, it's like Brondo. That does, the plant does not crave that.
Right?
Your fucking dick juice. It does not, it needs water.
I mean, it's an interesting form of fertilizer, but we'll see what the results are going to be in a few weeks.
Yeah, let's see. Oh. I mean, if they grow bigger, you know, we stand corrected.
If the flowers,
it is good protein.
But if the flowers start looking like Harvey Weinstein.
Listen, I had a brief period of dick sucking, though I'm a lesbian. And how many times did I hear it's good protein? I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't really think so.
I have bad knees, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's my point.
And I have a bad neck now because I had surgery because I was attacked by a crazy person.
Wait, is that true? Wait a minute. I haven't even gotten to this.
Oh, that's not even in the thing. That's just recent.
Yeah, no, it's here. A couple of years ago, you were physically assaulted by a raving racist at a Beverly Hills mall.
Yeah, that's
causing
it.
You serious injuries. You still what the
fuck?
What?
Yeah, I had a crazy bitch walk up to me at Beverly Connection while I was walking, and she basically started spewing racial slurs at me. And I was like, she's like, you're all terrorists. And I was like, I don't know, this bitch ain't talking to me because I'm too attractive. I was like, that's not even applying to me right now. And I kept walking. And then she's like, you know, I'm talking to you. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. She's like, your kind shouldn't be here. We should call the FBI on you. I was like, I'm Muslim. They have surveillance over our homes anyways. So I don't know what you're talking about. And then she walked up to me and, kicked me in the shin. And then got me in a headlock, and she was yanking my neck so badly that she herniated a disc in my neck.
Jesus.
And then basically the case got, you know, she got in the car quickly and ran off, and then some other lady called the cops, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they dragged the case on for a year, and they let her go, even though we had the video footage showing that this woman attacked me first.
What?
She's a wealthy woman. She hired a lawyer.
America fucking sucks. We're sorry.
And
we're almost done with Trump. We're sorry. America sucks under Trump. We apologize.
Yeah, and they let this woman go. And the state of California said that they were going to pick up the tab on me, and they bailed out on me, and they wouldn't, help me out.
Shit.
No civil lawyer would take my case because they said that I lost the criminal, so they thought that it was going to be a harder case to try. And the statute of limitation on it is only 2 years, and so it's over.
Wow.
And here I am with a bionic neck.
My God.
Wait, do we have bionic sound effects? That's kind of fantastic.
Thank you.
You're the new bionic woman.
I'm just like sending off alarms at LAX.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Bionic.
It's fantastic.
Bionic.
We're going to give this to you for your ringtone.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Who's calling?
Bionic.
Oh, my God.
But so, wait, but this here's a sad actual thing. After 9/11, when there was a lot of virulent anti-Muslim stuff, you were the youngest of five, obviously. You were unable to fly back to Karachi to see your dying father.
Yes, they wouldn't let me fly out to go see my dad. So I had to.
I didn't even get that. Why can't you fly out?
Because my green card was in process. And until the green card comes through, they can't travel. Otherwise, they said if you travel, you're not going to be able to come back for another 10 years.
It's just so inhumane, what? This whole Muslim ban. I just, all of it. I mean, all of us, like, we've watched this video of, like, them pulling a little Mexican boy off, screaming, crying off his mother who they're deporting. Like, you're just like, what the fuck? This is not who we are.
That's correct.
This cannot fucking be who we are.
That's correct. I mean, I wonder how the ancestors of this country would feel if they were alive to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how would George Washington feel about all this?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he's we killed him again. Wait, I love this. You are your New York English is mixed with a slight British inflection. Is that true? I haven't noticed that.
No, I haven't noticed that either.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was racist.
It's the naughty side.
It's an inheritance of Britain's colonial role in Pakistan.
It only comes out in the bedroom. So that's when I like to
feel
like,
oh, I like to feel oppressed. We are powerfully amused.
Like, I like to feel oppressed in the bedroom.
Sorry.
Would you like to tell me? Would you like me to bring your tea, sir?
Are men surprised about the naughty Muslim part? They like, oh, did not see that coming, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, they think that it comes with a burqa or something, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, once you get the burqa off, you're just like,
yeah, when I take the burqa off, woo! I'm eating pasta underneath, when, and woo! They're like, whoa, what happened?
I can see her whole face.
They're like, oh, my God. Ankles, holy shit.
What the fuck?
Hold on to your ankles, people.
Tell me about Hollywood Improv's first Pakistani female headliner and later for Minority Reports, a group of ethnically and gender-diverse comics performing at Sunset Strip's famous comedy store. Tell me about that.
So Minority Reports is an awesome, awesome show I do every month. I've been doing it at the comedy store, but the next one I'm doing is, I'm super excited about it. I'm doing it at the Irvine Improv.
All right.
On January 31st in 2018. It's my first time doing Irvine Improv, Minority Reports there. So I approached comedy store and I said, look, I said, I think diversity is going to be a really big hot thing. This is before diversity was becoming. I like kind of was ahead of the
curve.
It was
not a thing.
It wasn't as famous as it became a year after. And I was like, I would love to do this show for you. They're like, great, take it.
Yeah.
And so I started producing the show at the comedy store, and I've had some amazing people on the show. I've had Eliza Schlesinger. I've had our buddy Trey Crowder on the show.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, it's
do you know Dino Badala?
I know of him. We've exchanged messages a few times, but we never actually
Secret Muslim messages that you can't hope that Homeland Security doesn't pick up. But sure.
Yeah. Well, that's how I communicate with my family, too, so.
Oh, my God. Is that really a concern? Do you have to go, like,
just
wait.
Joking. My mom gets paranoid.
Wait, where's
sometimes.
Your family? Where's everybody now?
Texas.
Oh, okay. Really? But nobody's in Pakistan. They're all here now.
The extended family is in Pakistan, but not my immediate siblings and stuff, no.
Yeah.
They're all here.
Yeah. You said Trump's election has really done something wonderful for the artist world, especially comedy. The whole Muslim ban thing has sparked my demand quite a bit. Right. It's like, get it while it lasts, right?
Get it while it lasts. Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. Okay. The Muslim thing. Yeah, it's big. But I don't speak that same narrative per se that the Dean Abadella narrative is
right.
Muslim. I don't have that. Like Dean Abadella. Look, I just said that Islam is just as crazy as any other religion out there. That's not a narrative you're going to hear most of the time from most Muslim comics.
Yes.
Because a lot of Muslims don't want to rattle the boat. And a lot of them are also American-born. So they don't know what it's like to live in a Muslim country and be raised there, especially as a female, right?
Yeah.
Male, maybe it's a little different. But female, you really feel the brunt of all of that, you know? Because you grew up, like one of my most, you know, youngest memories and the one that left the biggest impression on my mind is, so on Fridays are our holy days, right?
Yeah.
So my mom would do prayers at home, and she would have my four older brothers stand in the front while my mom and I have to stand in the back. And I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and I asked my mom, I said, Ma, why do we have to stand in the back? She said, because we're women. I said, well, I don't understand. I said, are you saying that a man's prayer means more than our prayers? And she's like, no, that's just what it says in the Quran. And so they're going to stand in the front, and we're going to stand in the back. I said, but I don't want to stand in the back. I want to stand in the front next to them. And she was like, no, no, you're a girl. Now keep quiet. Stop questioning things and stand in the back. So I stood in the back, and we started our prayers. So there's at one point that you go down and you bow down and you touch your forehead to the ground. So I got up and I started kicking my brothers on the asses, and they started falling over because I'm a pain in the ass. And of course I got a bit of a whooping, but I think that kind of summarizes a lot of, you know,
right.
The mentality of
you're like,
don't
Mom,
question
how do you,
things.
Yeah. How do you say in Arabic? Fuck this fucking bullshit, man.
How do you say in Urdu? What the fuck? I think like when you grow up and you see so much violence against women, right.
Yeah.
And that's just like, that's their problem. You see, you watch the cops witnessing women, you know, getting the shit kicked out of them by their husbands right in front of them. And they're like, not my problem. People don't care about women's rights. They don't care about abuse. They're just like, that's normal. That's troubling to me, you know.
But isn't this a part of this whole, like, you know, from the Women's March to the Me Too movement that at least here.
Yeah.
I think there's a sleeping giant that's been awakened
about
all this.
I just love that. I just love the cultural shift that's happening But, you know, sadly, there's a lot of shift that needs to happen in the South Asian and the, you know, in Middle East. There's a lot of shift that needs to happen. The outlook needs to start changing. And it is changing, but very slowly. Not as quickly as the way our culture is shifting, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Trump being in power has, just like you said, you know, woken a, you know, sleeping giant.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've never seen so many marches in a year.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that gives you hope. Incredible. Is that we're rejecting him like a bad organ, that people around the world can say, like, you know what, 75% of us hate him as much as you do.
That's incredible.
You know, like, yes. And we are, trust me, we're trying to take care of this. I mean, it's just, it's, but the damage he's been able to do in a year is fucking insane.
Yeah.
To our image, to, you know.
I just feel like their strategy was overwhelm them.
Yeah.
They're like, every time you get up and you're about to talk about this, there's like two other things that have happened. Mm-hmm. You're like, their entire strategy is attacked from every angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tweeted, you were trying to help us. You were like, about that royal engagement, not two shits given. We have a demon in the White House to do.
It's true. Like, what the hell?
Because people are like, oh, look, the pretty royals are getting married. God, focus, net neutrality.
Can I just say something about the royals? What the fuck is the big deal? They're only the royals because they call themselves to be the royals.
Right.
Get up off your ass and work like other people. Stop using taxpayers' money to, like, fly your ass around the world and be like, we're doing charity work. Shut the fuck up and get a job. Like, really? Who cares that you're a royal? Like, why are you considered a royal? I'm sorry. I don't see it. I'm just like, get a fucking job. You know? Every time I see Prince Harry and these guys, I'm like, oh, please. Get a job.
Jesus. Yeah. Really, people?
Yeah, I just,
you
I
two
can't.
Top role models are George Carlin and Chris Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Truth trawlers, ball busters like you.
Oh, my God. I just love them. You know, I'm going to add third person to it. Lenny Bruce.
The great
Lenny Bruce.
Well, you've gotten political, but how can you fucking not in this day and age? How can you not be political?
And especially, like, I guess maybe, like, my background, my upbringing, and my culture probably plays a big role in it. I'm a child of politics. Look, my you know, family is very deeply in politics in Pakistan, and my family is, you know, my mom's side of cousins were politicians. Two of my uncles have been assassinated. My 26-year-old cousin was assassinated.
Aye, aye, aye.
You know, so it's like a big deal in our family, being politicians. So you come to a country and you're just like, wait a minute, did I travel all these seven seas to come here to experience the same bullshit?
But it seems like you agree with a lot of us liberals.
Yes.
To some degree, that there is no difference between religious right-wing extremism in this country and your Islamic right-wing extremism.
Correct.
But you would then agree with Bill Maher that it is worse in Islam, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And why do you think?
I feel there's like, I feel like there's a few things. You know, we say that in America that our values are based on the Judeo-Christian values, right?
Yeah.
So, like I said, you know, about the dark ages. Like, Islam is indeed going through the dark ages because every religion went through their phases of dark ages, right? And they came out on the other side. When Christianity went through its dark ages, you know, the Catholic Church had a lot of power. And people kind of had to stop and be like, whoa, we've given too much power to the Catholic Church. We need to start questioning the kind of things that they're doing. And that led to people being, okay, you know what? We can't always have, like, the Catholic Church dictate, which is, if you think about it, the beginning of kind of the separation of church and state, where people are like, no, there should be laws, and then there's, you know, and then there's religion.
Yeah.
Which is what you've seen, how, you know, Europe thrived because of it, because Renaissance came along, because people started separating, you know, laws from religion. But it's not like that in Muslim countries. Most Muslim countries do not believe in the separation of church and state.
Yeah.
And that's highly, highly problematic because religion plays a huge aspect in every aspect of your life, from laws to your marriage to property to everything.
Yeah.
You know? That's troubling. Like, you can't constantly, we can't be in the 21st fucking century and have, you know, Islam dictate to me that I can't show my ankles, for God's sake.
Right. And they're fucking hot, if I could say.
My
favorite story you told is you were masturbating in another room where your mother was praying in the other room.
Yeah.
So that seems to sum up your life perfectly. And what is that like? Do you have to be extra quiet? Because I'm a screamer myself. Like, I'm just...
Well, you know, she's... I turned the TV on a little bit. turn the volume up. Just be a little distracting.
Right.
So.
Right. That was a fantastic final comment by Lawrence O'Donnell. Mom, are you done?
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah.
My poor mother. I put her through a lot.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, my mom always says, she's like, I prayed for just one daughter, but instead I got one more boy.
Comedian, that's like a boy.
It is a comedian.
Yeah.
I do love the fact when the Pakistani ladies approach my mom for, you know, for like arranged marriages for
me. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My mom.
How's that go?
It's it goes really poorly. Awful. They always ask my mom, they're like, is she a doctor? And my mom's like, no, she tells jokes on stage. My mom's like,
she tells dick jokes.
She tells jokes on stage. It's like people pay her to tell jokes on stage. My mom's like, we don't want that. We want a good doctor who doesn't have a tongue.
So what, how is it for dating? So you're single. Do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? What, how doesn't that fuck you up? Like the whole, where you come from and dating here, and how do you reconcile that?
Touch a deep nerve there, my friend. Touch a deep nerve.
I feel like that Nancy Pelosi rainbow wristband that we gave, that's going to go really big for you in Pakistan.
It's making me sweat. I'm wiping off my sweat with this question.
That's going to attract some nice Pakistani man. All right, now what's your taste and what's it been like? And tell me everything.
That's an oxymoron, nice Pakistani man. what's my taste? Just somebody with a pulse? Like that's really kind of what I'm going for at this point.
But are you still hoping? I mean, does it complicate the whole Muslim experience? But I mean, and you still want marriage and kids? Or
I, you know, here's the thing. Like, I'm not in my 20s. I'm a mature woman in my 30s. Wow. Guys listening,
where's my dating game music? The boom, 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 boom. Right. Okay, go ahead.
And I, you know, I'm just at a place in my point. Like, I would like to find someone and just kind of have like that hard equation of my life kind of settle, where I have a nice guy in my life and, you know, I can have kids that I can be, you know, slap them around because my parents slapped me around. So that's just
fantastic.
Payback.
That's really nice. That's very nice.
Thank you. And, you know, can't really do that with a dog, with the kids.
Yeah.
Fuck the little fuckers. Right. And,
right. That's the best parenting advice I've heard lately is fuck the little fuckers. Have you had a long term? Are you like what you know?
Yeah, I was in a long term. I was in a long term relationship. I was married.
Okay.
I was married to a American Greek man.
Okay.
Which did not go very well down with my family.
No.
They were just like, "What are you doing? You're not married." But now, like, once you pass like that first non-Muslim, then they're just like, "Do what you want."
Whatever.
To do. Whatever. Just my mom's just like, just fine.
How do they feel about a white Catholic lesbian?
She will be like, you know what?
My mom, not even age appropriate
my
for
mom
you.
Actually thinks that I am already a lesbian. Like, I
really?
Yeah. I think my family
thinks
I'm a lesbian.
Well, let's do this tonight. We have a whole after party.
I say we do this. I say, I'm just like, Mom, I found someone.
Alcohol is the gateway, Vanessa, to pork. There's going to be pork in here. What?
Alcohol is not the gateway to pork.
No?
No.
Well, it is for me.
Pork is the gateway to pork. What?
But she's okay with just whatever now. You've lowered the bar successfully.
Thank you. Yeah, just breathing.
Yeah.
Pulse. I think, you know, I've just gotten to a point where I've tried going out with Pakistani boys and, you know, and like Muslim guys, and it's rough.
This is like the big sick. This is what, right?
It's more like a big sickness. That's what it is. It's not even a sickness, you know? I just like, yeah, it's just not working out. I just need like that, you know, awesome liberal,
right,
you know, person who's just like, yes, we can have a life together, but you go do your own thing too.
Right.
And that's always
a
hard balance.
Well, you're hot and you're smart and you're funny. Let's do this.
Yes.
Let's get this done from the Steph heads. Let's do this.
You know what, Mom? I'm not going to die alone.
When
Mom.
You do dick jokes, what sort of dicks do you like? Like what's first one look like that you saw? What are you hoping for?
You know.
You know what you're hoping for?
I don't like the hoodie that they come in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's just.
What is that, circumcised?
The original packaging. There's just
no
way. No. Cares.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's uncircumcised?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a dick in a long time. Listen, try to give me a break.
I see dicks all the time. I'm a comic.
Okay, right. See? That's what I mean.
I mean just people. I just don't even mean the actual body part.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's think on that. Let's think on what kind of dick you have. And then before you email her. And
I'm going to get so many dick pics because of this.
Right.
I'm going to have like a dick pic
gallery. We welcome dick pics.
When you visit me next time, I'm going to have be like, Stephanie, check out my dick pic gallery.
Oh, no. I want to see the gallery. Listen, how do we worship you and follow you and help you? And
you're very kind.
In every way.
You're very. Well, you can go on like my website. It's like monashake.com. Like, okay. Shake it, don't break it. It's right. Mona, SHAKH.com. You can go on YouTube.
It's a Muslimy pronunciation. It's not Muslim. Like shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
No, it's sheikh. yeah, you can go on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter at Mona's Comedy, Instagram, Mona's Comedy. And definitely check out Minority Reports. I'm very, very proud of the show. I've had it for over 2 years now.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Thank
and her,
you.
Her ankles
sweet.
Are...
It's, and I don't even shave them for you guys.
Whatever. Hello.
It's winter and I got to keep warm, baby.
All right, baby. We love you, Mona Shake.
I love you,
happy
too.
Fucking happy hour.
Thank you for
this
having
me. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Thank you.
All right, pork rinds are here. Let's go.